And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And we're joined with Professor Robert Green, and he is a professor of history at Taylor University. Now, the new movie Pearl Harbor that is coming out, Professor Green, you're saying a lot of Japanese-Americans, a lot of Japanese are afraid it'll engender some anti-Japanese sentiment.
That is correct, Phil. The new film that is coming out, Pearl Harbor, I think with the new respect we have for other races and with other nationalities, I think the feelings of the Japanese Americans should be taken into consideration. We're not barbarians. This film could show the Japanese landing and taking over a couple of military installations before they decide to take off and yet not take over Hawaii. In other words, there are some adjustments that could be made to this film, even in post-production, that would make a lot of Japanese feel better about America.
And they're afraid that the film Pearl Harbor will instill new anti-Japanese sentiment?
That is correct. And after all the money that the Japanese pour into the coffers of this country, what with their burgeoning economy, I don't think this can be overlooked.
What about truth? What about the actual historical record of what happened at Pearl Harbor? You're asking to change this in at least the film so that the Japanese aren't offended?
Well, Phil, Hollywood, we're talking about Hollywood here. There are subtle changes made to history in Hollywood. They made them to the film The Patriot. There were subtle changes made to Phil the Hurricane. There were subtle changes made in Saving Private Ryan, as a matter of fact, that made the film enjoyable, I think, for German Americans.
Well, what changes did they make to Saving Private Ryan? I know that there were a couple of things in there, but they had plastic bags over the rifles.
No, I'm talking about improving the, helping German Americans not be so upset with the movie.
What changes did they make?
Well, the very attractive and happy-go-lucky German prisoner who was joking about Steamboat Willie and Betty Grable. I don't know if you recall the movie.
He was the German that they made dig his own grave.
That is correct. And in that scene, of course, the Americans are seen as evil, making a man dig his own grave. And that made, I think, German Americans, it vilified perhaps the Americans a little more and made the Germans feel better.
Well, what did you say? This German character was a happy-go-lucky character in Saving Private Ryan.
That's right. And then later he shot Tom Hanks, which also made him, you know, look a little bit better in the eyes of the Germans. So the Germans weren't losing every battle. But then he got shot, too, which is kind of confusing. But on the balance, that German in Saving Private Ryan, he was fun. He provided comic relief, I think, because of the many people. I think a lot of German Americans left Saving Private Ryan feeling better about themselves, and a lot of Americans left feeling better about Germans.
So if in the movie Pearl Harbor we could have a happy-go-lucky Japanese, is that what you're saying?
Some sort of historical, some sort of twist on the plot, some kind of device that makes the Japanese not feel as if, after all, Phil, let's face it, we got beat pretty good at Pearl Harbor. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd agree, I suppose.
You suppose?
All right, yes, we did. We got beat pretty good at Pearl Harbor.
All right. Then what's the point of showing the Americans shooting back? In the movie Pearl Harbor, you see Americans shooting back. What's that all about? Because the Japanese beat us. They beat us good. They handed our rear ends to us. Why can't we just take it like men and women? That way the Japanese feel better about themselves who go see the film.
All right. Robert Green with us. We're talking about the new movie Pearl Harbor and the fear among some Japanese and Japanese Americans that it could create yet another wave of anti-Japanese sentiment. And you are proposing that Michael Bay, the director, and the people involved go back and recut the movie to have a few more positive things about the Japanese, even if they're historically inaccurate.
I think you're being strong when you say historically inaccurate. You don't show the Americans shooting back. You can show the Japanese making some beach landings on Oahu, some things that would make them feel like, you know, we really kicked some rear end there at Pearl Harbor.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to call the Phil Hendry Show and speak with Dr. Green about this. Getting back to, what if the producer had put a similar character in Pearl Harbor, okay, like a likable Japanese character?
Well, I think he could have done that. I think that they still could. I think that would go a long way toward assuaging some of the hurt. Look, you had that happy-go-lucky German in Saving Private Ryan. You could get someone like Jack Sue or Lucy Liu singing a song in the Officers Club Jackie Chan, a good Japanese character who leads a beach assault on Oahu.
Okay, so a likable Japanese character, I suppose I could stretch my perception to understand that. But changing what happened at Pearl Harbor, okay?
Well, Phil, I'm just trying to keep these Japanese from going wild on us. Let me explain something, and maybe you don't know this. The worst thing that can happen to you is to be called a racist. That's no good. That's no good. And that's the worst thing that's going on right now, being called a racist. You get tagged with that, my friend, and they'll be screaming at you. You can have the Americans not shoot back, but just run for cover.
And in the movie.
In the film. You can and hide that way. Pearl Harbor gets bombed and all that stuff about the Americans shooting back. You don't need that. Look, as I said, we got our rear ends handed to us at Pearl Harbor. I think it's time that we give the Japanese a little something.
Now, let's flip it around. What about the Americans who are going to go to see this movie? It opens this weekend. I'm going to be expecting to at least see us put up some kind of a fight at Pearl Harbor, which we did historically. What do you mean, yeah, you know?
Well, come on. I mean, we got three battleships laying at the bottom of Pearl Harbor. You got I don't know how many guys running around. They couldn't get the planes off the ground because they blew those things up. So I don't know, what are you talking about?
You're telling me that we didn't put up a fight at Pearl Harbor?
We put up a fight. Some guys picked up some guns and shot at planes. If that
You're telling me that those sailors and those soldiers, Hickam Field, Pearl Harbor, those guys didn't put up a valiant fight?
I didn't say they weren't valiant.
Well, it's sounding like you're saying that they weren't.
I didn't say that they weren't valiant. I didn't say they weren't brave. I'm saying for what they did, you don't need to put it in a movie. That's like me going down the street to get a package of cigarettes. You want to put that in the movie?
Well, no.
Well, then that's because it's no big deal, right?
No, it's no big deal. Maybe if you were going down the street to get cigarettes in the middle of Pearl Harbor.
Well, you going to put that in, too?
Probably not.
Then why are you putting the other stuff in? Oh, the guy got up, had breakfast. Let's show that. The Japanese dropped bombs and sunk a bunch of ships. They handed our rear ends to us on a silver platter. Then they skedaddled. And I think we need to kind of let the Japanese Americans and the other...
Now, hold on. For the Japanese Americans are Americans, okay? They were Americans, so I'm sure they were very happy to see the war end the way that it did in the defeat of the Empire of Japan, with America, their country, being victorious, right?
That's true. Except for the ones that had the other ones, they put them in the camps. Those people, let me tell you another thing. If you know any Japanese that had friends or family put in one of those internment camps, you don't want that, because they get angry.
And they're Americans, but they're still loyal to their country. That was the sad part about the Japanese being interned. They're Americans, they were.
Yeah, they're Americans, but they got a little bit of a, and pardon my language, I wouldn't use this in the classroom, but they got a little bit of a hard-on for us because of that. So,
all right, well, Robert Greene, you are proposing changing the body of the film to, you also had here an example of a set, the Japanese marching down Main Street, Honolulu.
Right, as if they'd invaded.
What's Main Street, Honolulu?
I don't know, whatever, they got a main drag there.
Well, there's a main, did you live in Hawaii, Craig? No, you didn't live in, I don't know what it would be, okay?
I think it's about everybody getting along, Phil, and I think it's about, you change history, most kids don't even like history, they don't even understand it. So you put in there that maybe we didn't shoot back so much. The kids don't know. All they know is that we got our rear ends handed to us at Pearl Harbor, and we won the war.
Well, I think you're going to engender some bad feelings among veterans, too. See, that's the...
But we won the war. We dropped... Yeah, let me tell you, two words, A-bomb. That pretty much put to rest any of the stuff that you might worry about at Pearl Harbor. And I think that's what you want to remind everybody, especially kids who say... Hey, Dad, that's not the way it happened. What I learned in class is that we, the Americans, we fought back. You say, well, no, we didn't. We kind of got our rear ends handed to us. But A-bomb, you know, even though it doesn't seem to have had an effect.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm just joking.
What does that mean, it doesn't seem to have had an effect?
Well, they're doing pretty good. I mean, their business, everything's, you know, the Japanese now outproduce us as a nation. And that's two A-bombs later. So,
all right, Robert Greene with us, 1-800-4. I understand as a history professor you have to come up with answers to some of these questions, but the problem is the Japanese American Citizens League and there are other organizations, they feel this film, Pearl Harbor, due out this weekend, and we're going to go see it. could engender more anti-Japanese sentiment. So Mr. Green proposes, Professor Green proposes, that the subtle changes be made in the plot of the film. The Japanese maybe the Americans don't shoot back as much. Maybe the Japanese invaded and landed a sympathetic character like Lucy Liu singing in a sailor club. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I aired earlier, Phil, when I said you could cast Lucy Liu. I understand she's Chinese.
Lucy Liu's Chinese-American, yeah.
So you couldn't cast her as a Japanese soldier, even though I realize most Americans wouldn't know the difference. You're going to get a lot of these Japanese, they'll go wild on you because they'll say, oh, look at that, he cast a Chinese, she's actually Japanese. They'll go wild.
And a lot of what you're saying is you don't want to be tagged as a racist. You don't.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't want that.
OK, because that's like media death.
That's just death. Anybody call you a racist?
So you want to back away from all of the possibility of being called a racist by changing the movie Pearl Harbor so that the Japanese look better.
That's exactly correct, Phil. That's what I'm trying to say. Help them look a little bit better. Otherwise, they'll go nuts.
Yeah, but a lot of this, they've invaded. They're marching down Main Street, Honolulu. We didn't shoot back. There's a Lucy Liu singing in the Officers Club, a likable Japanese character like Jackie Chan, all of this stuff.
Like in Saving Private Ryan.
Well, that's the other thing. You wanted to use as an example in Saving Private Ryan of a positive depiction of Germans, that Steamboat Willie clown who was digging his own grave.
He was likable. He was affable.
He also shot Tom Hanks.
But the Germans like that. That's all. I'm trying to avoid a problem here. You got the Germans going, they'll go wild. And the Japanese will go wild, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ron on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. I wanted to make a comment to Dr. Green, and I thought his comment that we should be nice to the Japanese, not offend them, is ridiculous. They snuck up and attacked our men. They slaughtered us there. It was not a battle. On there, it was not. We're getting ready to
That's
go
right.
to war against each other.
That's right.
They slaughtered us.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. And why show us shooting back? That's a bunch of. You can make the Japanese feel better if you just show us diving under tables.
Well, I don't care to make them feel better. My father was
diving
in
under
Pearl
tables.
Harbor, and my father died at Pearl Harbor in this sneak attack by the Japanese. And
Ron,
I don't care to make any of them
feel better.
Let me
ask you a question, Ron. Did your father die under a table? Or was he?
What kind of a question is that?
My father was a fighting American sailor.
I understand.
And died there
under
and was slaughtered by 200 Japanese airplanes or more that came in and dropped a bomb on him.
Right, I remember. I saw the newsreels. But what I'm asking you is, when your father died, was he eating breakfast or was he?
What do you mean eating breakfast?
A lot of those guys did. I mean, they didn't. They're sitting there getting scrambled eggs. The next thing you know, they're playing a harp.
I don't know the story.
Right. See, that's
was.
What I'm saying.
I was a couple years old. And
so
I
why even
my father died?
Why even show
water,
that, Ron? You know, why even show that? You're going to show Americans fighting back. That just makes the Japanese angrier, and with their economy,
well,
and
so
their ability to create a I'm hoping to avoid a repeat.
What do you think?
How about the Japanese? Are they mad at us for dropping a bomb on Hiroshima?
Well, payback is hell.
You can't walk through the streets over there as an American without getting dirty looks. Well, hey, they're offended. I'm offended. And for you to insinuate we should make it nice on the Japanese during this film, I say let the film go and show.
Yeah, but you don't know whether your father died with a gun in his hand or with his gun in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
But what difference does that make? The Japanese
attacked
him and killed him.
All right, Ron, thank you. There's a guy whose father died at Pearl Harbor. I mean, what about the men who died there? Isn't there some way that you can memorialize?
They got that Arizona memorial. I've been over there. What do you? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a movie where the. What do you mean he died with his gun in his hand or his gun in his hand?
I'm trying to find out exactly. These guys say they died at Pearl Harbor. I don't know if they died actually shooting at an airplane or running down a street. I don't know.
Well, you really make them sound like they're a bunch of freaking cowards running.
I'm not saying they were. I'm saying the Japanese, it might go along. You don't want to be called a racist, Phil. That's bad. You don't want that. It's no good.
1-800-449-8686. Craig, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This guy is unbelievable. Just unbelievable, Phil.
Well, you know, you got a Japanese-American. They're going to go wild on you.
Yeah. You know what? What about all the Americans who are going to watch this? What about all the Americans? You know, do you think if they...
What about the Americans are going to watch it? We had Pearl Harbor. That's
doctor.
We had Hiroshima.
Doc, listen to me for a second. Do you think if the Japanese made a movie about Hiroshima that they would soften it up to help
I don't know
and
I don't
with
care.
America?
I don't know and
I don't
care.
Think so.
I don't
an
care.
American,
look, if you
want
to take your cue from Japanese
Americans,
filmmakers, you're going to be back to Rodan and Gamera.
Americans kicking a little ass.
When's the last time you took our cue from making movies from the Japanese? You want to go back to the days of Rodan and Mothra? We don't make our movies the way Japanese make them. Maybe they could be, you know, be a shot of a captured General MacArthur.
We make them for Americans.
Wait a minute.
For Americans.
You want to have a shot of a captured General MacArthur?
I'm saying it would go a long way toward appeasing this racism thing. What's your name, Craig?
Well, yeah,
worst thing
yeah,
you could
my
call.
My name is Craig. Why do we need to appease them? Tell me that.
Because you don't want to be called a racist. If you get you're going to be dead.
A captured General MacArthur.
That is correct, yeah. As much as...
You're going to show MacArthur being paraded down, what do you call it here? Main Street Honolulu, captured by the Japanese.
All of a sudden you guys are got a thing about historical accuracy. Did you see the Patriot? Come on.
What gives you any authority over this whole subject anyway? Are you a Japanese American?
I happen to be a history professor. And
are you a Japanese American? Can you speak for Japan?
Is the last name Green Japanese?
Can you speak for Japan?
You said Jap. And that's another problem you got.
I said,
you got
can
that
you?
Yeah,
okay.
Racism.
I said, can you speak for Japan?
You said Japs.
He said Japan.
The last name is Green, sir. I don't know one Japanese guy named Green.
That's right, and that's my point. My point is you are no authority over the Japanese.
Here you go again with that Jap thing. You love saying that word, and this is what I'm trying to tell you, Craig, and I'm trying to tell Phil. We have got to reduce our natural tendency to be racists.
Boy, you're really painting everybody with a broad brush. Our natural tendency to be racists. So let's make a movie about Pearl Harbor where General MacArthur's marched down the street in chains.
I didn't say in chains. He could be under house arrest.
Oh, he could be wearing his dress uniform.
It could be very nice. What I'm saying is, hey, wait a second. Since when is everybody here with this historical accuracy? We're talking about Hollywood. Hollywood. H-O-L-L-Y-W-U-D, Hollywood. This is where they make phony baloney stuff.
All right, you brought up the Patriot. What was phony about that?
Where do you want me to start, man? Hey, by the way, we could put MacArthur in Chinese handcuffs. Now, that's a joke.
Yeah, that's real funny, man, while you sit here and disparage the memory of fighting men.
No, I have not done that.
I believe you have. Bruce, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I agree with Craig. This guy is unbelievable. While it may be Hollywood,
yes,
I do think that history is, you know, dynamic enough that we don't need to assuage public opinion by whitewashing the whole thing. I mean, you wouldn't want the Holocaust painted over so the Germans would feel better. So why would you depict...
I'm not saying paint it over. How am I painting it over?
What else would you call it?
Well,
you know,
let me tell you what...
Your sensitivities are all for the Japanese and
I
the
don't
Germans.
Have anything
but
changing.
What about the sensitivities of Americans?
Sir, look, I'm not saying
Private
that the Holocaust...
Ryan were all wrong.
How do you figure that out?
You know, the guy was affable because he was trying to save his life, and it showed Americans showing mercy to him, at least...
The Americans let him go.
...showing him mercy.
But he was a happy-go-lucky German.
Happy-go-lucky German.
That wasn't done necessarily to assuage German opinion. That was done showing the mercy shown by American troops and his ability to get out of the scrape.
Then why'd they call him Steamboat Willie?
Because that was his favorite American cartoon. Okay,
I really don't know where you're coming from, but I think your sensitivities...
I come from San Diego.
And what's your
Phil Hendry Show.
Ha ha ha.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That number again, 1-800-449-8686. Professor Green?
Yeah, Phil, I addressed a luncheon of women voters yesterday, and I was surprised at my reception on your program today, because yesterday I had a lot of positive feedback on this. And
well, what are you saying?
I don't understand what...
Well, you addressed women yesterday, and now you're addressing... I guess it's mostly men calling today.
Oh, so you're saying that women are stupid? See, that's racist.
I didn't say they were stupid.
Now, that's racist. That's the kind of racism I'm hoping to avoid. The kind of racist thinking that women don't think that the ideas are as good when it comes from a woman.
What are you talking about? It came from you, and the reception you got that was favorable was from women. But I want to go back to this thing that you have here in a sample script from Michael Bay in Pearl Harbor. A squadron of happy-go-lucky sushi chefs. What's that supposed to mean?
That is part of what we're trying to do in softening the effect of this movie on well-meaning, hard-working, tax-paying Japanese-Americans and the Japanese tourists who spend, and I don't have to remind you, Phil, a very formidable dollar here every year, going to Disneyland, going to Knott's Berry Farm, Mall of America, wherever else they go, wherever you find Japanese. I don't know, where do you find them now?
They're tourists like everybody else.
Well, they're all over. And these are people who do quite a bit for our tourist industry and certainly business as well. Now all of a sudden you want to show what? You want to show Americans shooting at their planes? You're going to have them go wild, and you could probably have somebody like the actor, what's the guy, Mako, throwing quail eggs in glasses of beer, something that takes the edge off of...
How do you take the edge off of Pearl Harbor? You don't do it. It was a bloodbath. Now let's go to Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I would like to disagree with this. We're not teaching a documentary here. This is historical fiction. It's already been watered down.
Well, this is true. This is true.
And
that's right, Mary, I'm glad you agree with me. This is a female who agrees with me, and that was the same thing with the women that I spoke with yesterday.
Well, I don't agree with you in the fact that you want to rewrite the history.
I'm not rewriting anything. I'm just saying the American. You don't have to show them shooting back, do you?
Well,
how about MacArthur being arrested?
We've had other movies already made about Pearl Harbor, and it shows a more accurate portrayal of Pearl Harbor, and we did defend ourselves. And I think our school children need to know that as Americans, we are capable of defending ourselves, and we did defend ourselves, though it was a bloodbath.
We defended ourselves. They sank every boat we had. Get out of here. We might as well have not picked up any gun. You know what's a really good movie is Tora, Tora, Tora.
I saw that.
That was a good movie.
Well, in that movie, they blew up every plane on the runway before those poor guys could get in them. What do you mean we fought back? I mean,
are you saying now that we didn't? That guys didn't at least shoot at the airplanes?
They did defend themselves as well as they could.
What do you mean, do we have proof of it?
I didn't see anything. I saw movies. I didn't see an actual guy doing it.
There's pictures of GIs sitting on the... What are you trying to say now? It didn't happen?
I'm saying it's possible it didn't happen, yes.
Have you been to visit the Arizona? Sorry. Have you been to Pearl Harbor to visit the Arizona? Have you seen
I took my wife wanted to go to Maui, and see, this is the problem when you're married 10 years. All they want to do is see Molokai.
Well, I've been married 14, and I haven't... I was there long before I was ever married, but I did go to the Arizona.
Oahu's no good for vacationing.
We're not talking about that now.
We're not talking about vacations. We're talking about rewriting history. Our children are not learning in school history.
That's right.
And history is doomed to repeat itself if you are not teaching historically accurate facts.
I had a producer, and I don't want to say when, but this is a radio producer. The guy asked me, hey, was that Saving Private Ryan now? Was that Vietnam?
Yeah.
That doesn't shock you.
Not really. I mean, look at the kids. We need math and science. That's what we need. History, fine. Kids aren't interested in it anyway.
Kids are interested in history.
Did you ever see that movie, what's the thing that I saw, Phil? The Patriot, where they had that guy blowing away 16 British with one musket in like 5 seconds? Yeah, sure. It don't happen like that.
Well, there you go.
Our social studies books are riddled with inaccurate facts, inaccurate photographs. Our children are being taught garbage, a lot of garbage.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're going to let her have the last word.
Yes, I think that she said a very good thing there. And why heap it on? Why does Hollywood have to heap it on, okay?
They're heaping it on anyway. the airplanes aren't even real, Mary. They're computer-generated.
We understand that.
All right. So Mary knows.
We understand that things are computer-generated. Yeah, but we're talking about...
We want real airplanes, not cartoons.
You are a history professor.
When did we start shooting at cartoons? That's what I want to know.
You are a history professor. What disturbs me is that your mindset seems to be it is okay to rewrite American history to appease any group that happens to be that you don't want to offend any group.
But
let's rewrite history, and that it's not
arrested.
Important
wow.
to teach children accurate facts because, quote, they're not interested. No, they're interested in Nintendo and fantasy. But we have a responsibility and as intelligent Americans to teach them historical,
look at the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. What's wrong with having them marching down Main Street, Honolulu, and then they leave?
Because they didn't march down Main Street, Honolulu. Thank you very much for your call, Mary. I got to move on. 1-800-449-8686. Pat on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil?
Yeah, I love the way people won't let me get a word in.
Yes, go ahead, Pat.
Phil?
Yes.
This man is so condescending and patronizing to Americans of Japanese ancestry. You talk about being a racist.
I'm trying to keep them from going wild.
Keep them from going wild? Can you imagine a more racist statement
than
that?
What was racist about that?
And you're supposed to be a history professor. If it wasn't for vulgarity, sir, and cliches, you'd be speechless, which would be a blessing.
That very well said, Pat.
Mr. Henry, I didn't come on your program to be kneed in the groin, and that's basically what's going on here.
That insult that you delivered to that man whose daddy was killed
at
Pearl Harbor.
You said, where'd your father die? Diving under a table?
Oh, no, but the other vulgarity that he used.
What?
You know what you used.
I don't know what you're talking about. Which one?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Well, use a euphemism, Pat.
I understood it.
Well, what did
but
he say?
But in any event, if he were truly a history teacher,
she's making it up. That's the part that bugs me.
But he doesn't understand history, and he wants to revise what he doesn't understand.
Ma'am, I'm a professor of history at Taylor University in Redding, California, and I understand the Japanese won at Pearl Harbor. Whoopee-doo, okay?
No wonder they have grayouts in California. If you're an example of what's a professor.
Oh, here we go. More California jokes.
In any event, sir, I have a neighbor who was at Pearl Harbor who brought down a Japanese Zero.
How many of these guys are around anyway? Most of them are dead. I mean, everybody knows a Japanese veteran.
Listen to what the lady's saying. He brought a Japanese Zero down with a machine gun,
like
Burt Reynolds in From Here to Eternity.
Burt Reynolds?
I mean Lancaster.
Oh, well, there you go.
I am truly, sir.
Did you know that, ma'am? Burt Lancaster shot one down in From Here to Eternity, so you must be right.
He dismisses his own topic of history.
No,
we know
you guys
are
getting on.
You're the one who's sitting here saying, let's go ahead and rewrite the historical record in movies so that we won't bug Japanese. And when I bring up a movie that I saw, you're putting me down for it.
All right, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And he interrupts.
And you interrupt.
Okay.
All right, this history professor will keep his mouth shut, and I'll let everybody, all the rubes, check in and give me their lowdown on it.
Oh, rubes not an ad hominem attack, sir?
I'm not Catholic.
What do you mean you're not Catholic?
Oh, is that another
bigoted... Hominem.
That's another bigoted statement. And
right,
he accused you of being a racist when I think the correct term would have been sexist earlier if he was going to make some pejorative...
Right, he said that I made a comment negative to women, so I was racist.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, he's got his genders and his
You don't want to be racist because they're going to burn you at the stake if you're racist. And I'm trying to avoid that. I'm trying to avoid the Japanese... What's the name of this organization you were talking about, Phil? The Japanese, I don't know, a bunch of Japs, Japanese people... Who don't want...
Okay, I got to get moving on here. Is there anything else that you have to say with regard to this film?
Just that the Japanese-American Citizens League should be respected and not be dismissed over their concerns about this movie. The Japanese won at Pearl Harbor, but I think we should make them look like they won more. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And this is a history teacher.
Excuse me. Huh? Yeah. You want to sit in one of my classes, I'll give you my phone number. You can sit in one of my classes.
This nation is in trouble if you're an example. Surely this is a parody.
Yeah, take a look at what happened at Pearl Harbor if you don't think we're in trouble.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you.
Phil, isn't this a parody?
It is, isn't it, Bob? It's like we're doing some kind of a joke here.
The only joke is that we have a multicultural society today where groups are offended, and I think understandably so, by the way they're depicted in film. I thought I'd try to do something about it. Okay. Excuse me, nail me to the cross. I'm real sorry.
You are sorry. That's the true thing you said.
What are you doing?
Thank you.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to hang up.
You can't even accomplish that. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir.
Will you hang up the phone?
Sorry.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Landry.
War movies don't bear any real relation to war, but that's why we like them, because they're a fanciful, fancified, they're just this dumbed up or dumbed down version of what war is. Like Full Metal Jacket, everybody agrees, Full Metal Jacket, the first half with R. Lee Ermey and the grunts or the jarheads at Paris Island, that's great, man. It's hysterical. The second half sucks. All that dumb stuff from Vietnam, like, just ridiculous. With the Vietnamese sniper, she's 15 years old, waster, and they, you know, they think they're a full force of Viet Cong. Whatever. Bug off with your stupid movie. Stanley Kubrick, I mean, can we all agree? 2001, Clockwork Orange, Dr. Strangelove, what else? That's about it. What is this? And the first half of Full Metal Jacket, which was really R. Lee Ermey's work anyway. And the rest of it was crud, including The Shining. I'm sorry to have to break the news. The Shining with Jack Nicholson with that axe going through the door and going, "Honey, I'm home." You know, that's funny. That was good. You know, here's Johnny. That was great. The rest of it's dopey. Puts the axe in Scatman Crothers, drags his leg through the whatever. The coolest part of that flick, I thought, was when she found out he'd been typing, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy." Now, that was creepy. The rest of it sucked. And what, Barry Lyndon? What was that all about? Some one-legged guy? I don't know. It scares me how some of these cats. But, you know, they'll be saying the same thing about me. Henry, what was the big thing with him? He sucked. Okay. All right, so then we have, other war movies that were great. You know, Bridge on the River Kwai. Solid flick, especially that whole thing where he's like in the box and the whistling and the building of the bridge, and that's cool. And Patton was awesome. George C. Scott's opening monologue in Patton, you know, "When you put your hand into a bunch of goo," I love the way that George C. Scott says, "When you put your hand into a bunch of goo, that one minute before was your best friend's face." Then, of course, there's a movie that none of you know about, but I have this in my collection because it is just so... It's Jack Palance at his coolest. Now, if you're a Jack Palance fan, which I am, this cat was never better than in the movie Attack with Eddie Albert and, I don't know, some other guys. This flick was great. In it, he gets his arm run over by a German tank, which is really cool. But he has this problem with Eddie Albert, who plays a gutless, a cowardly captain. And he looks at him one point. Now, imagine Jack Palance, and I'll do my very best impression of him, looking straight into your face and saying, "You pull the gutless wonder one more time, and I'll pull the pin on this grenade and stick it down your throat." In other words, a Shakespearean actor also happens to be your sergeant. "Cooley! Cooley!" Oh, yeah. And then he gets his arm run over by this tank, but still, with his arm just mangled, he finds his way to Cooley, and he wants to kill Cooley, but he can't, and Cooley laughs at him, but then the other guys in this thing kill him, and it's really cool. Did it ever happen? Is it real war? Of course not. Most of us would crap our pants if we ever actually saw anything like that. Well, we like our war movies because they're full of all that kind of melodrama. What else, Mike? Platoon? Well, Platoon, now you're getting too close to reality there. Saving Private Ryan's great, but the plastic bags and the guns as they're wading ashore blew it for me. Although I did like that German Steamboat Willie, but he was a cartoon character too. And one of the people that they interviewed coming out of a movie theater, not in America, but in Germany, said, if the Germans were such idiots, why did it take 5 years and, like, what, 15 countries to defeat them? So before you want to go down that Steamboat Willie route with the toot-toot and the dumbass, And then, of course, was one of the greatest television shows in history. And those of you who have been listening to this show for a while, you know I'm a huge fan of Combat. Vic Morrow, Rick Jason, Dick Peabody as Little John, the other guy that played Kirby, Jack Hogan. He was really cool. And Vic Morrow, there's a guy who, I don't know what happened to him, man. Somebody said he had a drinking problem, whatever. He was in that Twilight Zone, which was horrific. Just a lousy movie, and it took his life. But he was, that was the type, pinnacle for this guy, this Combat. Well-written. It was directed, the early episodes, by Robert Altman. If you ever get a chance, I think it runs in repeat on, here in L.A., it runs on channel out of Orange County. What is the one in Orange County, Mike? K-O-C-E. Yeah, K-O-C-E. I think they're still running it there. Like, the History Channel was rolling it for a while, the Action Channel, a bunch of other crap. Playboy Spice, I think, had it. Pay-per-view in between, you know, Jicky and Bob's Love Dance and Lesbian Lingerie Party 2. I don't know what it was. Then, of course, The Dirty Dozen. And we all like The Dirty Dozen for different characters. My favorite, frankly, was John Cassavetes' character, Maggio. Soldier, you're now going to show us the method for bathing and shaving in the field. No, sir! I love that. And Charles Bronson, how did he get away with playing a German? Charles Bronson and Lee Marvin infiltrate this chateau full of German officers, and they're pretending they're German officers so they can get inside and trigger the attack, the attack of these commandos that will waste half of the German high command. Now, Lee Marvin, you could pass for German officer. Bronson looked like everything the Germans put into a concentration camp. The flat face and the whole, I'm a German. Yeah, sure.
Hello, I'm the SS. Could I see some identification? I can't believe that you...
What's wrong? Well, you look Polish. Well, I'm a German officer.
Yeah, right. Let's get some... You got a driver's license? Anything. So I could just,
that's a good picture. Okay, go ahead. Then, of course, let's remember a film that... Oh, God, how great was it? I can't even begin to tell you how great Casualties of War with Michael J. Fox was. Why, it was so great that Dale Dye, who is the tremendous retired Marine captain who also was the basically the choreographer of Saving Private Ryan's battle scenes. Dale Dye does that. He did Platoon and tremendous technical consultant and a former, as I say, Marine Corps officer. Dale Dye sat on our show, and he worked on Casualties of War, biggest pile of crap he was ever associated with. Remember when he was on a show? He said his Apocalypse Now sucked. There was no end to the suction on that movie. His Casualties of War, a real pile. And he was the first guy to say that, Full Metal Jacket was one half of a great movie. Go see any movie that Dale Dye was associated with, except Casualties of War and Starship. What is that thing that Troopers? Starship Troopers? Dale was in that movie. It sucked, Dale. Okay, I'm just joking, Captain, sir. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Now, don't forget the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl is orderable at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. Money goes to my friend's place.